on, double six? Just what I needed, Thumb. I'm gonna get you now.
Yeah, you're cheating. Okay, don't cheat too much now.
I'm out.
Hey, Mom, what's for dinner? I'm starving.
Well, the chicken dynasty is still on.
Wait a minute. A few days ago, we had chicken breasts.
Yeah, and the day before yesterday, we had chicken wings.
Yeah, and yesterday, we had chicken legs.
In other words, today's menu is going to read, Last Exit to Chicken City.
And using it all, we're having chicken stew.
Oh, that figures.
Whatever you're collecting for, count me in. Come on in here, guys.
Good evening. We deliver singing telegrams. We're the real live cable.
Oh, damn. I've always heard it's dangerous to touch a live cable, but in this case, I'll give it a shot.
JJ. Girls, I think you're in the wrong place.
Well, this is apartment 17C, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, we have a message for Pookie Poo.
Wookie who?
Sounds like you're looking for someone Hawaiian. I'm sorry, but Don Ho moved out of the projects years ago.
Now, what kind of weirdo would answer to the name of Pookie Poo?
Really?
Wookie Poo. You, Ma?
That used to be my nickname 20 years ago. Oh, my goodness. I bet I know who...
Cause the payment's coming at you, Pookie Poo. Cause the payment's coming at you, Pookie Poo. Yes, a happy future beckons. He'll be here in just a second. So get ready for your cousin, Pookie Poo. And now, here's Raymond.
Raymond. Pookie Poo. My little cousin, Pookie Poo. Let me take care of some business here. Well, here you are, my little warblers. This should take care of your feet. And this nice little tip included. And get yourself an arranger here.
There you go, Raymond.
Thank you, girl.
Hold on there, girls. What can the kid get for a quarter?
This goodbye.
Pookie, it's good to see you.
Hey, when you're a handsome man.
Thank you. And what a lovely woman you are. You look just the way you did 20 years ago.
And 30 pounds ago.
Just more you to admire, Pook. And what a lovely family you got. Oh, I've been keeping tabs on you. Now, this lean bean here, this must be JJ. JJ, I've heard you're quite a man with the ladies.
Well, you know, what can I say? Obviously, you've been reading the society pages.
No, Fish and String. And this must be Michael, the legal eagle.
Right again.
Cousin Raymond, Mama has told us a lot about you. It's good to meet you, man.
It's good to meet you too, Michael.
All right.
And this, not Thelma. But I can't believe my eyes. Why, the last time I saw you, you were wearing diapers. I remember holding you. I remember changing you, too.
The way I remember it, it was you who had to change your suit.
Aw. Cousin Raymond, I'd like you to meet my husband, Keith Anderson.
Nice to meet you, Raymond.
You too, man. Thelma, honey, you've done all right for yourself, I see.
Yeah. He used to have a Cadillac.
Raymond. Let me take your coat.
Thank you, darling.
And you sit down and make yourself comfortable. It isn't much, but we call it home. Sit down, sit down.
What she means is it's home, and we call it not much. Sit on down.
know, Raymond, I got a bone to pick with you.
I bet.
Made you disappear off the earth. I thought maybe you died.
Girl, if I died, you know I'd come and tell you personally. Kids, did your mama ever tell you how when my mama passed, she took me in to live with her and her family? Yeah, your mama raised me almost single-handed.
And this was the hand that did it, remember?
Mm-hmm. Let's just say that I've got it etched in my memory. Yeah, but it was love in every swat. Mind you, there were some days when I felt it was a little bit too much of that love.
I ought to swat you again. What made you stay away so long?
Pook, you remember the time we used to always talk about making it big?
I remember you talking about trying to make it big. You did the talking, I just listened. Oh, Raymond, I had such high hopes for you then. I dreamed of you being the first black president.
Well, if you ever make it, brother, don't forget to appoint me as ambassador to Lola Falana.
Well, maybe you didn't make president. The way it looks, it seems most of your dreams have come true.
Well, Pook, you know, I made up my mind that I wouldn't come back until I had made my own. And now I'm not ashamed to say I have made it.
All right.
So I'm here now to share some of that with my people.
Boy, and I can feel my love blooming. Especially with all that green up. Fertilize it.
You know, Cousin Raymond, you appear to have a lot of cash stashed away somewhere. How you make your money?
Michael, shush! Forgive him, Raymond. He didn't mean to pry.
Oh, that's all right.
But where did you make your money?
I made some good investments.
Oh, you play the market?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm in the market myself. A&P. Shopping bag, Finer Foods. I invested that lettuce when it was at 29. Should have held on to it. But old Thumb over there ate up a tomato and lettuce and mayonnaise sandwich, messed up the whole investment and everything.
JJ, you are funny. Oh, before I forget, I brought some presents here for everybody.
Ooh. Look out.
Presents. Hey, Cousin Raymond, hey, man, you shouldn't have.
Raymond, this is necessary.
Oh, come on, Flo, I got a lot. And it gives me great joy to share it with the ones I call my family.
All right. Yeah, Ma, let's not deny the man his joy. Woo, look at this. Great painters of the world. Thanks, Cousin Ray Ray.
Yeah, and when the next edition comes, I expect you to be in it.
Ma, look at this. Oh. Isn't this dress beautiful?
Selma, it is lovely.
Oh, I don't know what to say.
You said it beautifully, darling.
Hey, a gold watch.
Now, that just ain't a watch, boy. This watch has its own mini computer.
Yeah?
Look here.
Hey, it sure does. Look at it. It says exactly half past the square root of 35.
Hey, you all, an alligator wallet.
And there's $100 in there for good luck, which is more than the alligator could say, huh?
Well, I can't accept it.
No, I accept it.
Well, if you insist.
Pookie Poo, your present is so special that it's going to have to wait till after dinner.
Oh.
I'm inviting everybody to dinner this evening at Yamadori's, the finest Japanese restaurant in town.
Ah, so. Number one son-in-law of Pookie, happy to join you in bowl of Suki.
Well, dinner's from the old days, eh, Pook? Remember? We used to be so down sometime, we had to reach up to tie our shoes.
But shoes.
That was the right time for me to be making this cup of sugar I borrowed from you.
I bet. Lona, this is cornmeal.
Might want to fry some fish.
Oh. Hi. Now, let me introduce myself. I'm Raymond Brown, the coolest man in town.
I'm Alona Woods, I think.
And you're coming to dinner with us this evening.
Well, oh, I'd love to, of course.
Don't be so shy, you two.
Hey, speaking of dinner, what am I going to do with all that chicken stew?
Lord, did I hear chicken?
That's where I give all the chicken heads to Buffalo Butt. Buffalo... Mr. Bookman, this is my cousin Raymond Brown. Raymond, this is Nathan Bookman, our super.
How you doing, Bookman?
Hey, man, tell me something. Is that your big limo down there that's blocking 34th Street, 35th Street, and 36th Street?
Now, wait a minute. Lay it off a little bit there, man.
Man, I've always wanted to sit in something that looked like a hearse and not be lying down.
Be my guest.
Well, of course, you know, I hate to just sit around on an empty stomach, Miss Evans, so, you know, since...
Okay, Bookman. This ought to keep you for a half an hour.
Oh, Miss Evans, come on. Now, I cannot eat a whole pot of chicken stew without some bread and butter, french fries, and a fruit cocktail.
Get on out of here with yourself.
Hey, man, at least give me something to rinse this stuff down with.
Try Lake Michigan.
You got a straw? Get on!
Cousin Raymond, I just can't wait to see what you have for Pookie Poo.
All right, Thelma. You see what you started.
No, no, no. No, that one's gonna have to wait till after dinner. Mm. Yeah, I'm gonna save this one to the very last drop. But I promise you one thing, you won't be disappointed. You know, there's an old Japanese saying, when Raymond Brown comes to town, he really knows how to get down.
Lord, give me strength.
This place is beautiful, Raymond.
Yeah, but did they have to steal your shoes?
Hey, JJ, it's just a tradition. Aren't you familiar with Japanese culture?
Oh, yeah. I've seen all of Godzilla's movies.
The last time I sat like this was when we got behind in the payments and they repossessed our furniture.
Well, those days are gone forever. Ryoko, the very best for my family.
Yes. Sukiko mo.
Panasonic to you too, Mama. Provocative little beverage. Hey, Stuff, what do you call this?
Sukikomo.
No, but in American, what you call this?
Finger bowl.
You know, JJ, I tell you, man, you got too much class. Too much class.
Would you care for something before dinner?
Sure. Mmm. Ooh-wee. That's the real stuff. 100% Mount Fuji.
Willona, Mount Fuji is a volcano.
Tell me about it. Can I have a refill of drink?
You do not wish to use chopsticks. I will bring forks.
No, the kid wants to eat with some chopsticks.
I don't believe it. A chopstick eating with chopsticks.
Mr. Brown, you have a telephone call.
Thank you, Ryoko. Excuse me a moment.
Imagine that. Getting a telephone call in a restaurant. Mm. You know, Raymond must be important.
I'm telling you.
JJ, what's the matter? I'm sure the fish is fresh.
It's fresh, all right. It's still trying to get away.
Don't you all know that raw fish is a Japanese delicacy?
Wrong.
Excuse me, everybody, but I just remembered I've got to tell Raymond something.
That's the kind of news I love to hear. So Galleon came in the ninth and paid 10-1. Why, that's another 20 grand. Man, I want a real hot streak, you hear me? Yeah, I'll be down in the morning to pick up that money personally. It's closing day at Arlington Park. Man, the way my luck is running, I got the feeling I might take home the track. See you, baby.
Raymond, is this your investment business? The horses?
That's where it's at.
I really enjoyed that.
Well, I was greasing down on my face, like eating that food, getting to it.
Cousin Raymond, I want you to know I'll always have a warm spot for you right here.
Yeah, that raw fish will do it to you every time.
Well, I'm going to be saying goodnight.
Well, don't forget, we got a date for tomorrow night.
I know. Raymond, I never believed in Cinderella, but after an evening with you, I'm going to go home and hot wax my feet because I want the glass slipper to fit.
Well, don't worry about it too much, Malona. I got one for every size.
Lord. You know, you have a way of making a woman feel like she's a teenager, even though she's only 22.
See you later.
Pookie Poo!
Yes?
Well, it's time for that present I promised you. Gather around, everybody. Here it is.
Keys. I hope to Fort Knox.
Not quite. This is the key out of the ghetto to a 3-bedroom apartment on Lakeview Drive.
Raymond.
And this is a cashier's check for $10,000 to pay for the first year's lease.
We have won. We have won.
Raymond, I don't know about that.
You don't have. Come on now. This is what we've been waiting for. It's perfect. A 3-bedroom apartment. That means Michael has his own bedroom. I have my own bedroom. You have your own bedroom. And we can leave both Thelma and Keith right here.
Very funny, JJ.
Ma, just think of what a new apartment would mean to us. When we walk into the lobby, we'll be stepping on real carpet instead of Ned the Wino.
Thelma, I'm still not sure.
And when you rode up on the elevator, you'd have Lake Michigan to look at, not for a good time, call Roxanne.
Mama, aren't you the one who's saying that you always wanted to get out of the ghetto? This doesn't make any sense.
Maybe not. But before you all decide, maybe you should know how your cousin Raymond makes a living. He's a gambler.
I play the horses.
Woo, that was close. Boy, for a minute there, I thought he did something crooked like being a politician.
Raymond is still a gambler. Now, listen, everybody, you're just gonna have to give me some time to think about this.
What's there to think about, Pookie? When you had a dime, you gave me a nickel. All I wanna do is give back some love to the only people I call family.
Raymond, you gamble for a living.
But what's wrong with that? Huh? It's not as if I'm stealing the money.
I have heard about these yesterday millionaires. Big diamond ring today and then the pawn shop tomorrow. No, Raymond, no!
Not me, Pookie. When I play the horses, I win.
Every time? Now, if we did move into that fancy place, I can't expect you to keep coming around like some Santa Claus bringing expensive toys. Like an apartment that we can't even keep up.
Yeah, hold on. Well, Ray, maybe Ma's right.
Thank you.
Maybe apartment is a little too much. Make it a Cadillac.
Well, I think it's time for Keith and I to say goodnight. Goodnight, Cousin Raymond.
Nice meeting
you. Y'all.
Bye-bye.
Night, children.
Now, look here. Pookie, I want you to take this $10,000. And don't worry about keeping up the apartment. I'll be here to help out. That's my Pookie. Bye, boy.
check now with Cousin Ray, boy. I put $2 down that daily double. I have so much bread. Next time I go to McDonald's, I just order 2 all beef patties.
Yeah, JJ. And I'll get a chauffeur to drive me to college. That'll give me more time to study.
What is happening to you kids?
Ma, just preparing for wealth. You know what I mean? Woo, we're gonna dance our way through life. From now on, it's gonna be goodbye, ghetto. Hello, disco. Party! Party! On the track.
Damon, what's the matter? You sick? Sit down.
No, darling, I just came by to say goodbye. I'm leaving town. I had a bad day at the track.
Oh, what's the big deal, Ray? You have one bad day. You know, you gotta take the good with the bad, the bitter with the sweet, the up with the downs.
I lost everything. $80,000.
Hey, hi, hi.
Pardon me while I go jump out the window.
Cousin Raymond, you lost $80,000?
All the stake I had.
Well, Ray, but you had a system. You couldn't lose.
Well, I knew that, and you knew that, but the horses didn't know it. Wipe me out.
You're not wiped out. You know that $10,000 you gave me? Well, I didn't take that apartment. I never intended to, Raymond. This is your money.
No, no, no. I can't take it. I gave that money to you.
Well, it's here if you need it.
Bye, boys. Bye, Pookie. They are. The ponies are running at Hollywood Park. I just know I'm going to be a big winner. I can feel it. I'll run it up for you. You let that apartment. You might even get a condominium. Bye, Pookie.
We'll be here when you need us. Still a dreamer. But I love you, Raymond.